إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسول الله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله اتقوا الله. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, I remind you and myself to have the taqwa, the fear and consciousness and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seek knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, are they the same, those who have knowledge and those who do not know? Only those will remember who are of deep insight. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in hadith narrated by Bukhari, مَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ بِهِ خَيْرًا يُفَقِهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants good for, Allah gives him the understanding, the fiqh of the religion. O people, learn the laws of Allah. Learn the wisdom of the Islamic laws by seeking knowledge, by seeking out the circles of knowledge. Knowledge is enlightenment. Knowledge is enlightenment. It is guidance. Knowledge is the guidance. And without knowledge, there is ignorance. There is darkness. There is misguidance. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, learn the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Learn from the scholars, because the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. May peace be upon them all. The prophets, they did not leave behind dinars or dirhams, gold or silver, but what they left behind was knowledge, the treasure of knowledge. Whoever acquires it has gotten a great treasure. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, whoever seeks knowledge is seeking the legacy of our prophets. They are seeking the legacy of the messengers. Seek knowledge because it leads to the supreme status in the worldly life and in the hereafter. Seeking knowledge leads to status of nobility in this world and the hereafter. It causes one to accrue rewards until the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says,
يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ والذين أوتوا العلم درجات
يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. Allah raises in rank those who have iman from you. وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَات. دَرَجَات. Allah raises those who have been given knowledge, ranks, status and nobility. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, when a person dies, all of their actions are cut off except from three things. Sadaqatun jariyah, a continuous charity. وَعِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعَ بِهِ, and knowledge that is benefited from by the people. وَوَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ, and a righteous child who makes dua for a person. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, look at the legacy of the ulama today. Look at the heritage and the legacy that the scholars have left behind today. Whenever we think of them, we think of their efforts to spread the knowledge. We praise those efforts. We remember them in such a noble fashion. History remembers the ulama as in a noble and honored status. Whenever we mention the names of the ulama, the great scholars of the past, their memory is esteemed amongst people. If their mention is made in a company of good people, they pray for them. They ask Allah to send mercy upon them. Whenever we think of them, and we think of the qualities of good character and righteousness, we think of the ulama. Whenever we look for a good example to follow, we think of the ulama. O people, acquire knowledge and apply knowledge, because acquiring knowledge is a type of jihad. Acquiring knowledge is a type of striving, jihad fi sabilillah. And acting according to the knowledge is a cause of guidance. It is a cause of insight granted by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He describes how learning knowledge and acting upon it is a light and a guidance for those who seek it and learn it. He says, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا, is it not the one who was dead? مَيْتًا, dead. فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ, and we gave him life. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا, and we gave him light. We gave him light. Is he like the one who walks in the darkness? Is he like the one who is in darkness that can never come out from it? كَمَنْ مَثَلَهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا, is the one whom was dead and Allah gave him life and gave him light by which he walks and is guided. Is his example like the one who is dead and walks in the darkness? He's never able to come out of the darkness. O people, be keen to acquire knowledge from whatever source and by all possible means. And whoever acquires knowledge, he or she should apply the knowledge. They should act upon the knowledge in themselves. They should act in accordance to it, so they get the benefit of the knowledge, so that the knowledge is beneficial knowledge, useful knowledge, beneficial and that one learns not only in theory but in practice. Knowledge that leads one to the khashiyah, the practice of the ilm. Applying knowledge is the true fruit of the knowledge. Applying the knowledge that we learn is the fruit, is the outcome of knowledge. A learner, a person should absorb the knowledge. They should absorb what they learn. After a person asks a question, they should apply the knowledge to themselves so that they may benefit from the knowledge. Knowledge, the ulama state, is like a double-edged sword. If a person learns a fiqhi question, a fatwa, they should act upon it. But for the one who doesn't benefit from it and avail himself of it, he doesn't cure himself by that medicine. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, knowledge, if it is not applied, will be held against us. Knowledge, if it is not applied, will be held against its holder. O teachers, those who teach others, be sincere in your teaching. Be sincere in your duty towards the ummah and towards those who receive knowledge from you. Seek the pleasure of Allah. Seek to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask His help to accomplish your mission. Take the easiest approach to spreading the knowledge and keep in mind the different levels of people and teach them in a manner that is easy and benefiting for them. Distinguish between those in the beginning stages and those who are left in the later stages. Be a good example through your akhlaq, through your character, your manners, because a person of knowledge, when people learn from them, they will also look to take from their akhlaq. They will be impressed by their morals of their teachers, by their akhlaq and their character. Take advantage of every time and every occasion to teach and instruct. A good teacher combines between tarbiyah and ilm, between good manners and character and beneficial knowledge, teaching through gradation. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Alif Lam Ra, كتاب أنزلناه إليكم لتخرجوا الناس من الظلمات إلى النور بإذن ربهم. Alif Lam Ra, a book Allah has sent down so that you can take mankind out from darknesses into light by His permission. May Allah bless me and you with the Quran al-Azim. Aqulu hadha al-qawl, asal Allah an yanfa'na bima sami'na wa astaghfiruhu wa atubu ilayhi. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. If the brothers could please come forward, if there's any room in the back, if you could please close the gaps, come close. Ibadullah, اتقوا الله. O servants of Allah, have the taqwa, have the fear, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Having the fear of Allah, it brings blessedness, it brings bounties, and it wards off the harms and the evil. O Muslims, knowledge of the religion, fiqh, is the most valuable treasure that one can acquire. It is the best bounty. It is the most honored of sciences. Fiqh of the religion, knowledge of the laws of Allah, is the greatest treasure and the greatest bounty. It is the most useful knowledge and the highest in rank. One of the scholars, he said, "I cannot enumerate the blessings even if every limb of my body could speak." Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Allah loves to give good to a person, when Allah loves goodness, khayr, for a person, He gives him the deep understanding of the religion. He opens his heart and his mind to the fiqh, to the understanding. Fiqh, it means understanding. It means deep comprehension. It means knowing and understanding the laws of Allah through their evidences. It is also reported that Aisha radiallahu anha, may Allah be pleased with her, she said, "The best of women, the best of women are the Ansar women, the women of Medina, because shyness does not prevent them from asking. Modesty does not prevent them from seeking fiqh of the religion." Narrated by Imam Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, "It is not for all the believers to go out in the path of jihad fi sabilillah, but let a group stay behind so they can learn the fiqh of the religion, and so they can warn their people when they return to them, in order that they stay away and obey Allah." Here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is equating or commanding that a group of people seek knowledge instead of going out and fighting in the way of Allah, as He is showing that the greatness of seeking knowledge is equivalent to those who go out in the way of Allah, because He commands a group of them to remain behind and to learn so they can teach those who come back. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, knowledge of the rules of Sharia is a great virtue. It is a great honor. And ignorance is a great humiliation. Being in a state of ignorance is a great drawback and a sin. One of the poets, he said, "With knowledge you are saved from shameful things, and with ignorance one falls into the dirty and filthy matters." Whoever worships Allah without fiqh, whoever worships Allah without learning fiqh and knowledge of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and following the authorities in knowledge, he strays. He's misguided. He goes down the wrong path. He continues in his wrongdoing. He becomes miserable, wretched in his state of ignorance. And he gains no benefit from his worship. A person who worships Allah without knowledge and not following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he worships Allah through his ignorance. And this ignorance does not increase him in closeness to Allah. It increases him in misguidance. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, he said, "One who worships Allah without knowledge is more harmful than beneficial." A person who worships Allah without knowledge, he does more harm than good. Sufyan al-Thawri radiallahu anhu, rahmatullahu alayhi, he said, "Seek help from Allah against two tempting things: someone with knowledge who has bad akhlaq and character, And a worshipper who is ignorant, a worshipper who is ignorant, for such a temptation has terrible consequences. Tribulations, fitna, violations have appeared. Superstitions have become common. Innovations have spread. Fallacies, new things in the religion, fabrications of the religion have spread only because people turned away from seeking knowledge and learning the fiqh of their religion. O Muslims, it is not enough to worship Allah. It is not enough when worshipping Allah just to show our obedience to Him. It is not enough to worship Allah to try to show our obedience to Him. But the worship must be in conformity to the Sunnah and the Quran and the Sunnah. Some of the Salaf, As-Salih, they used to say, words do not function without action. Words do not have benefit without action. And actions do not have benefit without good intention, a correct niyyah. And actions and intentions are of no benefit if they are not in conformity to the Sunnah. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, we must know how the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to worship Allah. We must learn how he obeyed Allah. We must make it our greatest concern of, as a Muslim, to learn and unravel and to study the way of worshipping Allah in the way that the Prophet ﷺ used to do it. One should spend a great amount of time and effort to learn the worship of the Prophet ﷺ. Every adult Muslim who is capable must learn the rulings of Tahara, the fiqh of purification. They must learn the rulings of the Salah. They must learn the rulings of Zakah. They must learn the rulings of fasting. They must learn how to perform the Hajj if they are able. Every Muslim who wishes to do business, every Muslim who engages in business, must learn the rulings of business transactions. Every Muslim who marries must learn the fiqh of marriage and how to fulfill the regulations of marriage. Learning, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, must precede action, must come before it. Learning the ilm, it saves our actions from corruption. Learning the knowledge, it saves our actions from misguidance and corruption and going astray. Whoever goes on Hajj, they should learn the rules of the Hajj from the ulama. Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, a couple reminders for all of us about the pitfalls of those who engage or who seek knowledge. One is not being sincere. Seeking knowledge to attain a job or to be honored amongst people or so that people say so-and-so is a learned person, this has a terrible consequence. Concealing knowledge. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, whoever is asked about knowledge and he hides the knowledge, he will wear a bridle of fire on the Day of Judgment. Abandoning the application of knowledge because practicing of knowledge is its true fruit. Not having wisdom in conveying the knowledge or the correct amount. Not having wisdom by being too extreme, being too ta'assub, having the adherence to one's own opinion and refusing to learn other opinions. having the arrogance, having the complacency, feeling that one is not in need of learning, relying only upon books without going to the experts in knowledge. One of the greatest problems of those who rely upon books without going to the ulama is that they rely upon weak opinions. They may base their own opinions on weak narrations and adopt views that are weak, that are rejected amongst the ulama. Being arrogant or refusing to learn, what benefits a person, especially if the one teaching is younger or in a lower rank within the community? And finally, forgetting knowledge. One of the afat, the problems of seeking knowledge, the problem with some of those who seek knowledge is they don't review what they learned and make an effort to keep whatever they have learned. I close with a verse from one of the ulama who said, "Learn, for knowledge is the best path to taqwa and birr. It is knowledge that guides a man on the straight path and protects him from all hardships and evil." Beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, and from the greatest matters of fiqh is what is called fiqh al-akbar. The greatest fiqh is the fiqh al-akbar, which is knowing the oneness of Allah. Knowing, when one knows who Allah is, that nothing in creation can benefit a person. No molecule, no particle in the universe has any power to harm or benefit except Allah. Fiqh al-akbar is to know our Creator, to adhere to the tawheed and the conditions of tawheed until the day we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us on the path of the seekers of knowledge and to remove from us the obstacles and the feelings and the desires that prevent us from absorbing and learning the knowledge and having the disregard for the people of ilm. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batila warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma fir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma a'izz al islam wal muslimin. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم رد المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أحوالنا وأحوال المسلمين. اللهم أصلح أنفسنا وبناتنا وأولادنا وذرياتنا. اللهم أحسن ختامنا وختام المسلمين أجمعين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وأزواجه وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، اذكر الله ذكرا كثيرا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون. وأقيموا الصلاة. Call Iqama and I'll wait, inshallah. You want to call Iqama? And I'll wait for after that.
Yeah, 1 minute. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala al-salah, hayya ala al-falah. Qad qamat al-salah, qad qamat al-salah. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استووا اعتدلوا يرحمكم الله. they straighten the line and close the gaps, come forward, close the gaps in the first rows first, make room for your brothers, and may Allah make it easy and have mercy upon you. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله من حمده. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين
الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث غاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم